Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lonnie. Good morning, Leo. Good morning, Mr. Lally. Today is Sunday, March 29th. It's 10:06 a.m. And this is our, what, third family fellowship, I believe.
Yeah, third.
Third. Well, praise God that we are fellowshipping. We're connecting. I'm going to start by sharing just about continuing to emphasize why we do what we do, why we fellowship, why we connect, why we come to God with our hearts ready to receive, because we know that we are his sons and daughters. We know that even though we live in the world, we don't live by the way of the world, the things of the world. We live by the promises of God. We live as his sons and daughters, and we're led by his spirit. He created us. He's our father. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's wombs. He knew us intimately. He knows every hair on our head. He's our creator. He's our father. And because of this, we come to him with humble hearts to worship him, to acknowledge him, and also to hear from him. Because he's our father, we have a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. And through that relationship, we're connected to God spiritually. We're connected to him. And when we stay humble, we deny ourselves. We put away the things that we think we know, that we think we're going to do. And we say, Father God, you show us. You guide us. You lead us. And this fellowship outside of your relationship with God is part of that place where you're going to hear from him, where he's going to guide you and lead you. Ask him to open up your heart so that you can receive words from him so that you can live in this life abundantly, so that you can live in this life free of the problems of the world. Doesn't mean we're not going to have problems, but we don't let the problems take over us, over our thoughts, or over our minds, over our hearts. We keep our hearts and minds focus on God and our relationship with him and what he has done for us through his son, Jesus Christ. And what he has done for us is he's given us identity. He's told us who we are. He shows us that we're his children. And then he's given us power. The word says that we are endued with power from on high. We have access to the power of God in our lives. The presence of God, the awareness of the presence of God in our lives connects us to power, spiritual power. But we have to be humble so that when he gives us the words, he gives us the things to do, he gives us the vision of how to deal with the things in our lives, that power will be activated, and then he'll lead us. He'll guide us. He'll transform our lives. But we have to stay humble. We have to stay humble. We have to stay connected to him. As we walk in this day and time in this world, we stay humble before God so that he can guide us, lead us, and direct us. There's benefits to connecting with God and connecting in fellowship and connecting with your leader. The benefits are that you'll be blessed, blessed in all ways. The word says that God has given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness, everything that we need in this world to be rich, to be healthy, to be blessed. God has already given us. But we have to exercise the relationship so that we can manifest those blessings by speaking in tongues. We speak in tongues much. Speaking in tongues is spiritual prayer unto God. It's our holy language. As his sons and daughters, he's given us this gift of Holy Spirit, and speaking in tongues is evidence of that gift. So we continue to speak in tongues as much as we can. If you're driving in your car, you're in the shower, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're just waking up, speak in tongues. It's powerful. It we're already connected to God, but it heightens that connection of our spirit to God's spirit. The other thing we do is we honor God with our substance. God has given us all our blessings. Every blessing that we have that's good, it's God who's given it to us. He's given us our jobs, He's given us our health, He's given us everything. So what we do is when we honor God with our substance, when we get paid, whatever income we have, whatever money comes into our hands, we take a portion of that. We go to God and we say, God, what do you want me to give? And then we give with our hearts. When we're giving to God, we're honoring God. The Old Testament calls it tithing. We call it abundant sharing. We give back to God what He's already given us because it's an example and a testament of our faith that we say, God, you are the source of our provision. You are the source of all that we need. So thank you, God. And then we honor Him with that. It's an act of worship. Just like when you pray, you're praying to God. When you're abundantly sharing, you're connecting to God in the financial realm. We're connected to God's kingdom through the abundant sharing because it's a sacrifice, but it's also an honoring and acknowledging that God is the source of our provision and He's a giver. So we honor Him. And when He does this, He's pleased. Where do we honor God? We honor God where we are fed spiritual food, where we're fed words that encourage us and transform our lives and activate that Holy Spirit in us to transform our lives to the better. Wherever you're being fed spiritually, wherever you're connecting, wherever you're being encouraged to go to God, that's where you honor Him. You give of your heart cheerfully to the one who connects you to God. You ask God how much. When you start honoring God, speaking in tongues, you're operating in that Holy Spirit life, that life where we're led by His Spirit. And it's a simple thing. The other thing that we do is we pray for laborers. We pray for people that will come to us, draw near to us, that we can speak life into them and encourage them and deliver them from darkness. There are plenty of people in this world, millions and millions of people who don't have that connection to God that you have. We want that for them. This is what God wants. He wants us to multiply His family. He wants us to share the good news. So we proclaim God through Jesus Christ and the good news of the gospel to those that are hungry and willing to hear it. So we pray that. We pray for laborers to come so that we can speak boldly unto them. And then we speak by the Spirit. We speak these words now that are coming from God are to encourage you in the things of God, to keep you spiritually focused and spiritually minded. Spiritually binding, meaning when things come our way, when things are happening in the world, we don't see them through our carnal eyes. We see them through God's eyes. We see them as spiritual beings, understanding that God has a purpose and plan for our lives and for the things that are happening. But when we stay close to God, He'll help us to navigate the things of the world where we're not consumed by them, but we're triumphant, where we're victorious. Any situation you have in your life right now, any situation that you have in your life right now, you operate from a place of victory. We're not defeated. God has given us the power to transform whatever is going wrong, whatever is not of God, whatever is a mountain to you. God give us the power to speak to the mountain, to cast it out, and to also transform, to create our lives through our words. God has given us that power, so we use it. So we continue to stay blessed. We continue to honor God. We continue to seek Him with all our hearts so that the relationship we have with Him is going to be evident to those who don't know God. And when we practice our relationship with God, we practice the things that God encouraged us to do, our lives will be so full of light that it'll be undeniable to the unbeliever, to the one living in darkness. And that light will attract. But how do we stay bright? How do we stay connected to God? We seek Him first and foremost in our hearts and in our minds. We stay connected to people who love God and who are seeking God and who are practicing these things. We stay connected as a family. And that's what this is about. The Wiley Family Fellowship is about staying connected to God, hearing from God, so that we can stay spiritually minded and walk in this world as sons and daughters of God, being led by His Spirit to do the things that He's called us to do. That's different for everyone, but it will all lead to the same place, which is God's will. God's will for our family, God's will for the people that God brings to us to speak to them. And God's will is what? For us to be blessed. We don't have to worry about things. If we're worrying about things, we give it to God. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to be oppressed. We don't have to be negative all the time. We can be light. Why? Because our trust and our faith is in our Father God. So we just stay connected. We speak in tongues. We do the things He encourages us to do so that we can shine bright in this world, so that we can live that full, full spiritual life with blessings, blessings upon blessings upon blessings. We're His children. We're supposed to be blessed in any situation, but it starts with what we believe, and then it's what we say. We can create our lives through the words that we speak. So we stay positive in our thoughts. We stay positive in what we speak. We encourage people. We don't tear them down. And then God does the work. God will work through us. We're His children. He loves us. He wants what's best for us. So we connect here to honor Him, to hear from Him, and to just live spiritual lives unto our Father. We want to live fully unto God, and not let the world consume us, but let God's Spirit within us be activated so we live in a spiritual higher frequency where God speaks to us, He directs us, and He shows us what to do in our lives. And then we just stay close to Him. So that's what's on my heart to share. We're here to honor God and to just live that full spiritual life with our Father day by day by day, minute by minute. And the more we do that, the more we'll see the blessings in our lives.